We teach people how to treat us, literally. So if somebody is treating us very good and we set boundaries and are dismissive, they're not going to keep doing that thing. Then later on, we can't be upset if that person's not telling us how beautiful we are because we taught them not to. It's really odd that another person would give us appreciation and we would shut it down. Compliments. You look really good today. Your hair looks good. You're really, really an exceptional person. You are beautiful. I'm sure you hear that all the time. Anyways, this show is going to be about compliments and do we receive them? Do we not receive them? I think there's a lot of depth here that I want to get into in terms of what it means to give and receive and how it affects all of our relationships. But before we get into it, first, do me a favor, do yourself a favor, click to subscribe. Also, if this is on Apple Podcasts, please rate and review. And I love it if you share this podcast on your social media. And you can text me. I'm going to talk about that a little later at 310-984-1858. We're going to talk about compliments. It's something that over the past week I've been relatively passionate about. And I am here with Tony Durex and Aaron, who does audio for me. And as their boss, I find that I give compliments from time to time. I'm not one of those that gives compliments all the time, but I am selective with them. And everyone accepts compliments differently. How would you say it feels when I compliment either of you?
Feels really good.
Makes me happy. I absolutely appreciate compliments about work and that type of thing. Not as much about, you know, physical appearance. I have a really hard time accepting that type of thing.
If somebody compliments how you look.
Mm-hmm.
But when you had that new haircut, all of us were raving about. You didn't.
Aaron came in the door one day and her hair was just blowing. It was looking amazing. And since then, though, it's been looking on point. It's been looking great.
But you didn't like that?
It just makes me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
Okay. How about you, Tony?
I don't know why. I'm horrible with accepting compliments. Mm-hmm. Like you've complimented me several times.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you do, I'm just like, I stay quiet.
I feel like I do something wrong whenever I compliment you. It actually doesn't. It's as a giver of it.
Yeah.
It feels that it's not received by you. Are there any that stick out to you that I would say to you that are uncomfortable?
No, not uncomfortable. I'm just horrible with accepting compliments.
But what does that mean, horrible?
Like, I don't like receiving compliments.
Do you want to receive compliments or no?
Not as much as I do. I don't know, because I personally feel like when I receive a compliment on something, I'm like, I know it could have been even better.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
There's different reasons why typically we don't accept compliments.
Mm.
One is we don't believe the person, which there is real reason. I was earlier today looking for a new car. I have a Range Rover. I've only driven in 3 years, 10,500 miles. His eyes lit up because I guess that's a great exchange and they really want that vehicle because you're short on vehicles. But within the first 5 minutes, he's complimenting me on my height, how I look. And it was so excessive that I just wanted to know the numbers. Mm. I don't need to hear from a stranger how any compliments. I literally came in for the intention of buying a vehicle, which I did not leave with. And my focus was that. And so sometimes people have an agenda for giving compliments. And we all know people like this in the workplace, and they're always complimenting everyone, and they're so upbeat, and you're so amazing, and I love you, and I love everything about you. And at a certain point, it can come across as insincere because they overdose people with compliments. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes you have to be a little, is that real? Or because when somebody is complimenting you, to some degree, their hope is to make you feel good, mm-hmm. or they admire something. And if the agenda isn't authentic, there's another motive. And so I think sometimes people may not accept compliments because there's another agenda at stake. Then you have people who don't accept compliments because they don't feel the same way. And it's a part of themselves that they feel insecure about. And they'll have a deep-rooted belief that they aren't lovable enough or deserving or could have done better or it wasn't great enough. And so what they do is they will kind of appear shy. If you really think about it, it's very strange that someone would blush when they're complimented. That emotion of blushing, when really at the end of the day, why aren't we grabbing that and going, fuck yeah, I deserve this. Hell yeah, I worked my ass off for this. Thank you. There's this thing in culture where we have to believe that we don't deserve it or we're not good enough. But if you worked for it, or even if someone thinks you look amazing and you have a new haircut, you're robbing the other person of that good energy and good vibe by not embracing it. Because there's nothing better than giving a compliment is like giving a gift. But Tony, giving a compliment to you is as if I'm giving you a piece of turd in a box. And you're going, thanks. Occasionally I'll feel as if, did I just insult Tony by trying to tell him he did a great job?
I know. I think I need to be better at that. I need to learn how to just accept a compliment.
Well, let's talk through the mindset that happens. And I know initially for me going on Dr. Phil, when he would compliment me, part of me would think, oh, he probably is just saying that to make me feel good. Initially, because I didn't have the confidence yet, so I felt insecure. And when we feel insecure, it's hard to accept compliments. However, any of us compliment someone, the worst thing they can do is have humility with it. When we're giving a compliment, we want them to feel the love and feel appreciated. Mm. And that's what I don't think people realize. When they're receiving compliments, it's not just about them. It's also accepting the gift of good vibes, good energy, appreciation, and you're shutting the other person down and you're teaching and training them not to compliment you.
Oh my God. A light bulb just clicked in my head.
Why?
I never really thought of it as a gift. I never really looked at a compliment as a gift. And I think the way I accept compliments, I think I rub that off on my partner.
What do you mean?
Like the way I accept compliments now is the way in a way he starts accepting compliments. Like he doesn't feel like that good. Like I'll even compliment him and he'll be like, no, stop. Like, he'll literally tell me, like, no.
Don't compliment me.
Yeah. He says. Like, I'll be like, you look so handsome today. And he'll be like, no, no. Or I'll be like, you did such a good job on that video. And he'll be like, meh.
And how is that for you?
It makes me feel like shit.
It sucks, right?
It makes me feel like shit because I'm like, I'm literally like, you did a great job and you look good. And you're like shutting me down. Oh my
God. People who don't accept sincere compliments are self-obsessed. Because if you're not self-obsessed, at least give the other person the gratitude or the acceptance of it. Now, I'm not saying I'm perfect at this, but I can be, with the people I work with, I can be tough. I can expect a lot. I want things to be great. I'll see what someone has in terms of their own talent level. So I know that they could be better in certain areas. And I like to push people, right? The podcast is called Always Evolving because we're always evolving. You can't keep doing what you did yesterday. Or at least you could. It's just life gets boring to me if I just keep doing the same shit every day. So I know that I grew up with a mom who doesn't accept compliments well. I would say my father does. And I know that I could do a better job of giving compliments to people. I do know on my social media, and it's hard because I'll get people who will send me amazing messages about this podcast. And I will respond and say, thank you so much. But because it's not in person, I'm hoping that I'm still giving them back the appreciation for the compliment that they're giving. But if you're in person, you owe it to the other person to get out of your own way.
Is it a problem when someone overcompliments somebody? Like for instance, the guy at the car dealership. Mm-hmm. Did it feel like he was overcomplimenting you?
Well, I think it was inappropriate for the intention of what we're doing. If I meet someone and they're complimenting me like crazy, I know that that same person in 6 months could be hating me like crazy. Because anyone not to know me and excessively be complimenting me, unless they, you know, have read my books and have listened to my message and my stuff has resonated with them and they want to share that with me, awesome. I get it. But a total stranger, it's weird. Mm. It's a red flag. But a lot of people don't accept the compliment anyways. So
is it worse to be uncomfortable and not accept the compliment or to say something like, thank you, I'm happy you feel that way?
What I'll do is if I need more because I don't feel that way, I'll say, can you tell me more? Can you tell me? So I understand because I have this thought in my head that I didn't do a good job. So explain to me more why I did a good job. What is most helpful, you know? But it's compliments could be used for the good and they could be used for the manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Or they can be used to be shady.
Well, I don't know if those are really compliments.
They're probably just people throwing shade.
Why do you think you and your partner don't even allow each other to accept compliments?
Like I said, I think I rubbed off on him. Before he would take a compliment, like
so. If you think of the last time I complimented you and made you uncomfortable, what was it?
It wasn't that it made me uncomfortable.
Fine, whatever.
But I didn't accept it. Was the fact that I think you walked in the room, I was editing, and you're like, "Oh, this is Tony. He's my videographer. He edits all our stuff." You mentioned he's like, "Yeah, he's like since Tony has been here, my stuff has been looking like a lot better. Like you know, my numbers have grown." And I'm just like, I take that as unlike. Like Tony's been, you even said it, Tony's been doing a really good job. And I just heard that and I was just like, oh, okay. Like to me, I'm like, all right, like that's cool. Like I'm not like, oh my God, like this is, I don't know. To me, it
isn't. So it meant nothing is what you're saying.
No,
it's okay if it did because we're talking
mean something.
About
it. It did mean something. It does mean something because I'm like, all right, cool. I know I'm on my shit. Like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But at the same time, it's like, in a way, it just felt like you were just saying it in the moment because this person has never met me before. Like, it was only just said because maybe to make me feel good. I don't know. Maybe I did feel like that. Maybe you're just saying that just to make me feel good in the moment. I don't know.
No, I think when I said, and who did I say that in front of?
I don't know. It was your friend. I think you guys are going to work out or you guys are just catching up. It was just a friend that just came down.
Okay. Well, so I said, this is Tony. He's the one who's made. Well, I think whoever it was, and I have to think, I think they told me that my videos and my content was looking a lot better.
Mm.
And I think that I had said, oh yeah, I have someone who helps me with that and a team of people. And so when we walked by the podcast room and you were editing, it kind of felt as a natural part of conversation.
Yeah.
Because we had just spoken. But that's where you're thinking that there's an agenda maybe behind it.
Yeah.
Where, from what I recall, I was talking to them about, they literally said to me, your video and content is looking so much better.
Yeah.
So
after this podcast, I'm telling you guys right now,
my
way of thinking and accepting compliments is going to be way different. I'm actually going to accept compliments and like acknowledge when someone's complimenting me, which I normally, for the most part, I try to, especially if I've never met the person. If I've never met the person, like yeah, I told you, I went to the bar and like people came up to me.
Yeah.
And I was so like, oh my God, thank you. I was like, I appreciate it.
You'll accept compliments from strangers. But the people who know you and in your life, which is interesting.
I know, it is interesting.
You're going to accept the compliments from the superficial.
Yeah.
Who don't know you.
Yeah.
But then your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or your boss.
Yeah.
It means it's dismissed.
I know, but now that's going to change. Because I compliment you on several things. I'll compliment you.
You compliment me a lot.
On your physical appearance. Because I'm like, Mike, you look rocking. Those shorts look great on you. Or that top looks great. Like, you look like.
Well, you know, that's great. You complimenting me was the reason why for a period of time I felt so much more comfortable taking my shirt off. Before meeting you, I don't know if I had any photos ever online where I was shirtless. And I worked my ass off in terms of the gym and eating healthy.
That part you do,
and you're I know that you complimenting me got me more comfortable, because I never had thought, I mean, I've always looked in the mirror and thought, this is the body that God gave me, so I better like it.
No, but I didn't. That's the body that you worked your ass for.
But I did, but I didn't think, oh, show your body. I just thought, oh, everyone needs to look in the mirror and realize this is your body.
Mm-hmm. Guy, my biggest thing to you was own it. Like, own it. Like, your body looks rocking. But even aside from just complimenting you on physical appearances, like, there's times where I'm like, I'll leave. And I'm like, Mike, I've mentioned it to you like maybe like 4 or 5 times. Like, I'm like, Mike, you did a really, really good job on the podcast today. Like, your delivery was great. Like, everything about it, it flowed amazing. And you've gotten so much better, you know, with this podcast. And even whenever you're an A+ whenever you go on other people's podcasts or when you're on Dr. Phil. So like, I don't even need to compliment you on that, because you already know that. But there's times where I'm like, damn, you really rocked it out today.
Thanks.
Of course. See, yeah, no, you accept compliments really well.
Well, I mean, for one, I don't think your intention is kissing my ass.
Mm.
And I don't think there's some agenda. So I do believe there is a level of vulnerability when you accept compliments from other people, because it's an emotional gift of sorts. It's a validation. So you do need some filter so that you don't allow oneself. You'll hear about this all the time in the relationship. They swept me off my feet. They told me everything that I needed to hear. No, honey, you had no filter up. You couldn't see the forest through the trees. You just were stuck with him. You bought in. You bought into the narrative. And so I do think it is wise to figure out, is this sincere? The problem, though, is for the person, regardless if the other end is sincere or not, they just won't accept it. That's what I see so much with people.
I gotta ask though, how important is it in a relationship to compliment your partner? Like, how important is it?
Well, I think it matters also what makes your partner feel good.
Mm.
You know, we could compliment someone if at the end of the day we're trying to compliment someone because we want them to feel good or we admire something. I think it's important to figure out what really means something to the other person. That's sincere.
Right. What's their love language?
Right. Because my way of showing my love language is gift giving. You know, I'm sure you guys are aware, but everyone at Cast Centers and here for our holiday party, I'm taking everyone shoe shopping.
What?
Mm-hmm. You didn't get the email?
For real?
Yeah, so I'm taking
Shoe shopping?
Shoe shopping.
Like shoe shopping.
Yeah.
Like I can buy a pair of shoes?
I've done that a few times now. When we have a good year, I take everyone shoe shopping. So that to me, giving someone a pair of shoes who's employed by me, who hopefully is getting a pair of shoes that they wear to work, they're not getting, you know, high heels for a ball. I want people to be able to have great shoes that they can wear to work. And that's my way of giving. Whereas other people, it's going to be constantly complimenting them. Mm. And I've worked with people who need that. And sometimes it's really hard. You know, I worked on my last book with someone. And I mean, I gave a lot of gifts. Gave a, you know, Hermes blanket. I bought, and that's my way of saying you accomplished a lot. I appreciate you. But everyone's different. And I think, like you're talking about, and I have not dug into the love languages that much, but they make sense. Mm. You know, even Tony, I bought you stock.
Yeah.
That was my way. I bought you your first financial stock account, right? And I forced you.
You literally did. You were like, I was pushing it away.
I said, you're putting money in an account and you're going to start investing now. This was last year, right? That's my way of saying you did a great job. And then when I gave you the stock, I probably told you how good of a job you've done.
Yeah.
I think that for me means more to me to give than tell you your hair looks great every day.
Does it really though?
You have good hair.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
What's Stephanie, our producer, asking?
Stephanie asks, what does Mike think our instinct is to push compliments away?
I think it's taught.
Mm.
I think it's telling us we're enough and we struggle with it. We struggle with feeling good enough. Everyone has that internal struggle in their brain where we're constantly criticizing ourselves to one degree or another. That's why a lot of people stay super busy so they don't have to think. Then COVID hit. Everyone had to think. You know, and everyone struggled because routine, structure, all those things that made us happy before were out of the picture or kept us busy. So I think it has to do with our own self-esteem, our own self-worth, and our own willingness to feel good about ourselves. I think that we are taught not to feel really good about ourselves.
Interesting. It's interesting how you say it's taught, because now that I'm actually like thinking about my relatives, I don't think any of us accept compliments really well. Maybe because we don't give them out to each other as much as well. Like, I'm trying to think of the last time I gave a compliment to one of my siblings.
Yeah, I know. It's even with my mom. If I were to say, hey, I really like your shoes, I'm sure she would say, well, you know, Michael, I've had these for a few years now. Oh, okay.
It's my mom's response. Well,
my mom's too.
Yeah.
I think the older, our parents especially couldn't accept
no
compliments.
I think my dad did okay at it. My mom definitely didn't though. So that's the model that my sister and I grew up watching.
Mm, that's interesting. It is passed down. So what would you recommend to someone out there like me, like someone like me who doesn't accept compliments really well? Because now I'm, after this, like I told you, I'm I'm accepting everyone's compliments.
Well, I think it's you first have to have awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So being aware of what is coming up for you. And you know what it is? It's allowing yourself to feel what the other person's giving to you. Allow yourself to feel the energy and be willing to ask questions. Because if you're confused when someone's giving you a compliment, ask them more.
Mm.
Because there may be a bit of truth in that could change your life.
Or a part that's not truth. Like, what if the person's just saying it just to say it?
Yeah, but usually in your gut, you know when someone's not, you kind of don't even want to keep digging into it.
Mm.
You know, it's not worth it. But we all know, we all can tell, you know, for the most part, unless we're in love with someone and, you know, the early romance. I mean, love makes us all crazy, you know?
Some of us. Wow. More than others.
Well, I'm in others because when I've really been all about someone or infatuated, that definitely affects, you know, the level of hearing what you want to hear because you really want to work.
Would that be considered a turnoff for you? Like if you just met someone, right? Like you're barely talking to them and they just overcompliment you. Is that a turnoff for you?
Yeah.
It is a turnoff.
Well, I don't think it's, I mean, there needs to be a balance. I was hanging out with someone recently who doesn't give any compliments. I was thinking like, does he like me? Because he doesn't even give any. You know, that's just his flow of how he operates. But I think if someone's excessively complimenting you right off the bat, I mean, unless you're somebody that's what you works for you, I mean, it's a loose garment. Everyone has their fit.
Mm.
So if you're someone in an early relationship that loves the back and forth complimenting, I mean, who's to say it's wrong?
Yeah.
How about you?
I don't know, Mike. I don't like when someone overcompliments me. Like, okay, prior to meeting the person that I'm with, my boyfriend, like when I'd meet guys and stuff like that, when they would compliment me, I'm like, all right, dude, shut up. Like, just stop. Like, I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want you to tell me like how handsome I am because I put myself at a 6 out of 10. That's where I'm putting myself at. So like when a guy overcompliments me or compliments like what I do, I'm like, it's just like what I do. Like,
but you feel great about being a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
That has no effect. You're just kind of.
That's just where I put myself.
Oh, okay.
I like to humble myself a little bit. I don't want to put myself like on this pedestal where I'm like, I'm banging. I look good. Like, nah, I look all right. I look decent.
Yeah. If that works for you. Right. but when would you say that your boyfriend compliments you and it's, you brush it off?
When he compliments me about like my videos and stuff, like you did a really good job. And I'm just like, it could have been better. And he's just like, okay, like fuck me. I'll just go fall off. He literally tells me, he's like, all right, I'll just go jump off a cliff. Like I literally just turned it down. Like I'm like, it could have been better. Like the video that I put out could have been way better. But yeah. He's like, you did a good job on that.
Well, you know, we teach people how to treat us.
Dang.
And if we teach people enough that...
Bring that back one more time. Give me that one more time.
We teach people how to treat us, literally. So if somebody is treating us very good and we set boundaries and are dismissive, they're not going to keep doing that thing. And then later on, we can't be upset if that person's not telling us how beautiful we are because we taught them not to.
Mm. Damn. That's deep.
Or we can't say to someone, you never admired my work because early in the relationship they were.
Yeah.
And people have selective memory. People choose to remember certain things that can mirror their insecurity. And so sometimes until someone's willing to change that insecurity, they're just going to keep hearing that and they're going to be unwilling to to allow the gift of someone else giving a compliment.
Yeah. So it makes sense that accepting a compliment is like accepting a gift from another person.
Yes.
And why is accepting a compliment important for ourselves?
Well, accepting a compliment is the universe's way of telling us we're good enough. And it's the universe, if we're all these humans running around the earth and another human goes up to us and says something that shows appreciation for who we are, in a lot of ways, it's medicine for low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And it's allowing other people to share with us what they admire or love about us, and for us to receive it and accept it, I think is what makes us spiritually fit. It allows us to feel so connected to this world. Because if you think about it, it's odd. It's really odd that another person would give us appreciation and we would shut it down. It only hurts ourselves. And it hurts them who's trying to show us some love and affection. And it's selfish in not a good way.
Well, I will say this, Mike, moving forward, next time you compliment me, I'm taking it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to own it. Because you're right. It's the universe, you know.
The universe is telling you you're awesome and your hard work paid off. And don't think for a second that the universe isn't recognizing how awesome you are. And, you know, again, it's how you look at life. But if you look at life through a jaded lens, you can't see any of that. And again, if you think people suck, you probably suck. If you think people are not trustworthy, you're probably not trustworthy. You know, we project onto the universe or the world around us our own issues.
That was good. I like that.
All right.
Well, I like that.
That was good for you.
Well, we're about to wrap this podcast up. Mike, where can people text you to get the latest and greatest?
That's the other thing, too. So I have a phone number that people can text me. It's 310-984-1858, which we'll put in the bio here on the podcast. And I get a lot of messages. You know, we have now over 4,000 people that I text. And some people will send messages on Facebook or Instagram and be like, I texted you and you didn't respond. I'll literally have a post about something unrelated. And they'll say, I texted you and I never respond. And then I'll go back and look at the text, because sometimes I'm going to play Inspector Gadget and I'll look. And the text just says, hello. Or they're going to give me literally a novel around a situation that's so complicated in their own lives, and it's impossible for me to truly help that person over text, and they should be seeking help outside of me. You know, this is beyond just a quick phone call. You know, these are really complicated issues. But anyone listening to this podcast, I text inspiring, motivational things that come up for me throughout the week. Plus, I remind you whenever a podcast is coming out. So if you haven't signed up for texting, you can do it in the US and Canada, not in other countries yet. But, you know, I appreciate the compliments. So if you are in Tony Directs, that's his social media. Aaron's not on social media, but you can always show us that appreciation that we're doing the right thing by having this podcast out in the world, and that you guys appreciate it. So thank you. Till next time. Keep it magical.
This has been a Stage 29 podcast production. The podcast is executive produced by Patty Ciano, Lafern Cusack, and Stephanie Kaysen. Our audio editors are Jackson Ruff and Jonathan DeMatti. Callie Kiltz is the social media producer, and a special thanks to the rest of our podcast crew, Rwani Horinige, William Cusack, Lisa Clark, Katie Brown, and Morgan Kaler.
The Always Evolving with Coach Mike Bear podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended as a replacement or substitution for any professional, medical, financial, legal, or other advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This podcast does not constitute the practice of medicine or any other professional service. The use of any information provided during this podcast is at the listener's own risk. For medical or other advice appropriate to your specific situation, please consult a physician or other trained professionals.